Okay, I have now completed two rows without decreasing after decreasing knit two together, and it looks like this now. I have the decrease row here and I've done two rows without decreasing, and I'm about to start on this part of the pattern where I'm supposed to knit one and knit two together, and then the decreasing of the stitches goes even faster, and that also means that this will get smaller and smaller, and it's fully possible to do with one circular needle. If you just do like this, then you have room to move, or you can use double pointed needles like I would maybe choose to do, because that's what I'm most familiar with doing when we knit really small tubes. But you can also just get out another circular needle in the same size to make it a bit easier on yourself. It's not fun to knit if everything's like this, just difficult to work with. So I'm going to use another circular needle, it's the same size, and I'm going to knit one and knit two together and repeat from the asterisk. Like I said in the previous video, this means repeat, so I'm going to keep doing that two of the row. I'll show you how I start when I introduce a new needle. So I'm going to knit one, and knit two together. Knit one, two together. Knit one and two together, and I'm going to keep doing this all the way around. And the point is, when you introduce the second needle, it doesn't get all squishy. It doesn't get so tight you can't move your fingers and hands. Okay, so these are just going to flow onto this circular needle here, and then on the next row I'm going to use this again.